Can you hear me? Yeah, we were previously involved in working with Stephen Donifer at Micro Radio, and that's the last time people actually had their voices heard at the FCC. Under a previous regime there, under Kennard, they went and they created a low-power FM service. That was opposed, however, by the National Association of Broadcasters and Clear Channel, who don't want a local voice on the radio. They want to control all the airwaves. So, yeah, that was the last time, though, that the people's voices were heard at the FCC. Until this rule, no other matter before the FCC had so much public comment. What I want to say about this matter is the fix may be in. You know, it seems like they might pass this thing by a vote of 3-2 on Monday. But it doesn't end there. Right now you have Congress on the Commerce Committee, which controls the FCC. A majority of the Commerce Committee in the Senate is opposed to this. There's a groundswell of support right now that's across the country. It's amazing over the last week or two. This is really picking up a lot of steam. So even though the FCC might vote, it's not over on Monday. Everyone here has to write their congressman, Nancy Pelosi. Barbara Boxer, I called Barbara Boxer's office, and her aide, he was very sympathetic. You know, she's on the Commerce Committee. She has a vote on this. There's a bill right now called Feinstein. You know, she might be amenable at this point. I mean, we know they pull the strings, but, you know, they've got to listen to our voice. It's like Medea was saying, 98% of the public, 98% of the comments are opposed to this. And, you know.
Where's the hearing going to be on Monday?
The hearing, I think you can, on the web, you can probably hear the hearing. It might be on C-SPAN.
But where can we go for it?
It's in Washington, D.C. You can go to Washington, D.C. and hear it, or hear it on the web. But what I want everyone to leave here to understand that it's not over, you know. Contact your Congress people, tell your friends, tell everyone who knows about this, and people who are only beginning to hear about this, are absolutely appalled that this is happening. And these are our airwaves, you know. It's like the park, you know, in the 1920s or 30s. People had to go out and get arrested for the First Amendment to actually be recognized by the Supreme Court. It worked its way through the courts. I mean, here we're going to have court challenges. We're going to, people should take back the airwaves, micro radio, low power radio, but also contact your Congress people and demonstrate. You know, we should keep coming back here. File petitions to deny against the Clear Channel stations when their licenses are up for renewal. It's after business hours now, but, you know, if it were before 5 o'clock, we could all go in and inspect their public files. Yeah. You know, they're supposed to keep certain records about their meeting their public interest requirements. So we all need to be diligent and do that to the 8-9 stations. In San Diego, I hear they have 10 stations. They got 2 in Tijuana. You know, they're violating the rules, and we just have to make the FCC aware of this. So, anyway, thanks for coming out, and I'm going to give it back to Andrea and hear more chants.